Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, Chuck Chat Freestyle, and you are listening to one of the podcasts that is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. This is the 23rd of August, 2018, which means it's the 23rd day of the challenge. Get the idea? All right. Hey, thanks for listening. This is a car cast. I hope the audio is not too obnoxious. I'll try to use the noise reduction on this recording from Auphonic and see how that goes. But wanted to first say that I am not doing my family phrase or word of the day. I am doing something a little differently. This is the 23rd of August, and it has a special meaning for me. But what I wanted to tell you first is... the swapping of intros and endings and even complete episodes reminds me of when I go to Christmas parties. I used to do this a while back. It started at a holiday party at the company I worked for. And I noticed that there were some extra name tags on the table. Background noise should be getting a little bit better because the traffic is coming to a slowdown. Did not see any red on the map. Must be a recent accident. But that being said, so we can get around some of this, I noticed there were some extra name tags on the table, so I started taking some of them and putting them on, and then somebody would give me their name tag, and then that got put on somebody else, and mine got put somewhere else. And by the end of the party, everybody was wearing different name tags than what they started with, and somehow I ended up with about 20 of them on my shirt. So the end result was I was Mrs. Nussbaum. And of course, if you are a Steve Martin fan, you'll recognize that as the stolen credit card from the guys who pull up to the gas station that Navin R. Johnson take.
In a quarter mile, keep left at the fork to stay on I-10 West.
I thought I canceled the map, but okay, you hear the map. You hear Google Maps telling us what's going on. Are you Mrs. Nussbaum?
This is Mr. Nussbaum.
Keep left at the fork to stay on I-10 West.
We're going to be navigated all the way home, I guess. To the, wow, I've never seen so many planes in the sky at one time in my life. One.
In 2 miles, use the right two lanes to take exit 147A before Arizona 51 North.
Planes with their landing lights on. That's incredible. Okay. So, yeah, swapping things around reminded me of the name tags. The other news of the world is that I now have a son-in-law. My eldest daughter, Julie, got married yesterday. It was a quiet little ceremony, a little justice of the peace thing, and it was done mainly for to get her fiancé, Will, on their insurance. So the underlying theme is Will needed insurance, so they took care of that the easy way. So very happy for both of them. They've been together for about 7 years. And we'll make a bigger ceremony. Donna and I were not present, but younger sister Lisa was. She took some nice pictures. It was a sweet little ceremony. Not anything big. No fancy wedding dress. And there's a plane passing right over my windshield. That's pretty cool. American Airlines. Can almost read the tail numbers, but it's dark. So, yeah, Julie is married. I'm very happy for the both of them. Couldn't be happier.
In half a mile, use the right two lanes to take exit 147A before Arizona 51 North.
I apologize for the map thing, but we're going to get there. You're going to hear me getting on Arizona 51 North. 51. And so Julie is married. Happy, happy. I don't know why everybody is in this lane and everybody is going slow.
Use the right two lanes to take exit 147AB.
I am a really impatient driver when people are going below the speed limit. The other real reason why I wanted to defer the topic of the day, the theme of the month, is because this is the 6-month anniversary of my surgery. Now, let me back up a little bit. I had 2 surgeries since the last Dog Days. The first one was in October. October 19th, to be precise. I remember because I have a sister-in-law and a friend who have a birthday on that date. And on October 18th, I was feeling some abdominal pain on my lower right side, and I went, huh, I guess the sausages aren't sitting quite right. And then a little later in the afternoon, I said, take me to the emergency care, because I don't want to screw around if this happens to be appendicitis. The emergency care people couldn't tell, but they could tell me that it wasn't kidney stones. Thank goodness for small favors. And I proceeded to the emergency room where they did a CAT scan, and a few hours later I found out I did in fact have appendicitis. They took it out in the morning, and I was home by the evening of the 19th. So about 24 hours from the time I went, take me to the emergency care, to the time I was home. And I learned a whole bunch of cool new things about medication. That was a warm-up act for what I got in February. So, the day before I had appendicitis, the day before I went to see my GP for a regular routine checkup. I came back a week later to review lab results, and I said, "Hey doc, you missed something. I had appendicitis while you were gone." And I showed him my scars. They were just barely healing. And he said, "Okay, is there anything else?" And I had a talk with him, to which he referred me to my urologist. I was having problems peeing. Or not problems per se. I was attributing it to just getting old. He said, "Well, your prostate is slightly enlarged. I wanted you to go to the urologist." Urologist checked me out. He said, "Okay, your PSA levels are a little high. Nothing to be upset about. Just a little high. But I'd like to do a biopsy on you just to make sure, you know, we know what we're dealing with." He did a biopsy. I think it was the 29th or 30th of December. I remember because we had to get our insurance in before the end of the year. And on January 9th, 2018, I got the bad news that I had prostate cancer. Yeah, that's what I said. No, what I was said was, "Okay, what's next?" And we talked about options. Radiation, surgery. Sorry for the spoiler alert. You already know I got the surgery. Do nothing. You know, he sounded confident about the surgery. He does these on a regular basis. One of the benefits of being in a, shall we say, demographic that has a senior population is they do these fairly frequently. So, you know, I'm getting older. It's nice to have that kind of care in this area, rather than having to go hundreds of miles to the Mayo Clinic or whatever. So we scheduled it. I said, "All right, how soon can we do this?" And he said, "February 22nd, you need 6 weeks to heal up from the biopsy." And I said, "Fine, let's do it then." Turns out he wasn't available the 22nd, so we made it the 23rd. So February 23rd, I had major surgery, more holes. the difference in radiation versus, main difference that I know, radiation versus surgery. Radiation, you can pretty much carry on with your lifestyle, but it's trickier if you have a relapse, if they don't get everything, because they're burning tissue left and right. And if they do have to do surgery later, it's harder to operate on scarred up tissue. So I said, "All right, and with surgery, what happens?" He says, "You pay the price first, but then you can go on with the rest of your life later, knowing that there's no chance of it ever coming back." I said, "Surgery it is. Get this out of me. I don't want it. I'll pay the price." And the first week, actually the first couple weeks, was miserable. Really miserable. I just thank God to whoever invented catheter bags, because I was hauling one around for a week. Now, the thing that I did not expect was the emotions. I've had guys with, and the scary thing is, the reason I'm telling you this is because prostate cancer is very common in men. I heard factors like 1 in 6. You should get checked starting at the age of 40, not 50. And that's why I'm sharing this news. So if anything is out of the ordinary, guys, talk to your doctor. Talk, have that discussion. Don't be afraid of the finger exam. Maybe a few seconds of uncomfortable, but it's worth a lifetime of being with your loved ones for another 20, 30, 40, 50 years, what I'm planning on. So get used to it. Talk to your doctor. Get the exam. So anyway, first week or two was miserable. The people at work said, take whatever time you need off work. I got bored within 2 days. I was bored. I had the surgery on Friday, and by Monday, granted I was really tired, I did about a 4-hour work day. I was on a couple of WebExes, didn't say much, didn't do much, but it gave my mind something to focus on. It gave my mind something to do. I like my job. I really do. And I wanted to be part of that. So theoretically, I never took any time off, but had I been working out of an office, I would have had a minimum of 2 weeks off just from incapacitation, being unable to walk, being able to control myself. My goal and the real reason I wanted to have the surgery as early as possible was so that I could attend our knowledge conference in Las Vegas in May. That gave me about 10 weeks to heal up. Maybe 11, about 10, which wasn't a lot. And when I did get to that conference, I was up and I was about and I was on the surface doing all right. But there were a couple of times where I had to bow out of activities, particularly later at night. I said, you know what? I just can't do this. Standing on my feet, walking around all day like normal conference stuff, just was too much at certain times. So we finished that up. I went home for a week. Then we went to Europe. The Europe trip was actually kind of cool. I did much better in Europe than I did at knowledge. So that 3-month thing was the turning point. In June, I had a blood test. I'm being checked for the PSA levels on a quarterly basis for the next 2 years, just to make sure that everything is baseline zero, and then it'll go 6 months after that. So my first test was in June, came back as a less than 0.1, which to me is zero. So in June, I could say, I am cancer-free. Now the scary part, and the reason I wanted this out so fast, and my dad tried to talk me out of the otherwise, and even the doctor said, no rush, you know, cancer is a slow-growing thing. Prostate cancer, anyway. Prostate cancer is not that aggressive. I said, I don't care, get it out of me. When they did the biopsy, they found it in both hemispheres of the prostate gland, which means I was a stage 2. It was still encapsulated within the gland. When they did the surgery and did the post-operative lab work, I was actually a stage 3. It was on the surface, like a bruised banana. Okay. It was not as passive as they had once thought. Because the biopsy pokes a hole in you and goes, okay, take a core sample, what did we see? And they do that 12 different places. This actually said it was on the surface. It did not get into any surrounding tissues. Thank heavens for small favors. Thank heavens I didn't wait. And it did not infect, of course, the lymph nodes. Because if it gets into the lymph nodes, then you're like stage 4. And all hell breaks loose, and we'd be having a different conversation than we are right now. So I am at 6 months. I am still working my way back to normalcy in many ways.
In 2 miles, take exit 12 for Greenway Road.
I am almost home. And I am very happy that I could see my eldest daughter get married. I would very much like to see my younger daughter get married. She's 2 years younger, and I would very much like to see grandchildren. And that, my friends, is worth living for. That is worth fighting for. That is worth talking to your doctor and occasionally getting a finger up the butt. So do the right thing. If it's your husband, talk. Have that talk. If it's you, gentlemen, talk to your doctor. Get checked out. And I wish you all the best so that we can have Dog Days of Podcasting for 10, 20, 30 more years. I want to be talking to you all from my wheelchair if I have to. Well, who knows where I'll be. I'll probably still be in the studio recording something. Take care. I will talk to you again tomorrow with another topic of the day. All the best. Till then. Bye.